Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. And let me state right here, I'm not a medical doctor, but I have all the other prerequisites or all the other qualifications. So today's show is about only 2 weeks until Thanksgiving. Hard to believe. In 2 weeks is Thanksgiving. Most of the year is gone. After Thanksgiving, there are only 38 days left until New Year's. Do you have any plans or goals for New Year's or for the end of the year? Do we need or want to make any changes? Or do you need or want to make any changes? Change habits of disease to habits of health? How? I can definitely help you on your journey to mental, physical, and financial balance through the program I'm offering my clients. What are we thankful for, not only on Thanksgiving, but daily? It's so important to be thankful daily for whatever we can. The question I have is, do we apply the stop, challenge, choose I mentioned to change negatives into positives? I'm going to give you a couple of examples again because I know I've talked about it a few times, though most people start remembering after 7 to 10 times. So what I mean with the stop, challenge, choose is very important. For example, when a person dies, why do we feel guilty? Is it because we did not do, be, or give our best daily, so we won't have any regrets? Shouldn't we be happy that the person is no longer in pain, depending on what the cause of death is? So that's one question. Another one I have is another example. Well, for example, no, back with the death of a person. When my dad finally passed, it was a relief to everyone. Everybody was there. Everybody was telling me they loved him. They cared about him. Everything was fine. And he finally passed in my sister's arms, because she's an RN and she took care of him the last few days or months at the house so he could be at home with the loved ones. So important. None of my siblings, not even my bonus mom, nobody has regrets about anything because they were, did, and gave their best daily. Another example is my brother-in-law lost everything in the Napa fires just a few weeks ago. Yeah, it's sad. However, what good has come out of it or comes out of it now? The best part is he is still alive and he's in fairly good spirits. So that makes a huge difference. Everything else was material goods. He doesn't have to clean up anything anymore because it's done for him. He doesn't have to worry about anything, because the decisions have been made for him. All he can do now is start with a clean slate. No more clutter, no more mess, no more unwanted things that were hard to let go of. It's all done for him. Again, he has a new beginning with a clean slate. How wonderful is that? And the last example I'm going to give for today is the one that my husband and I are going through right now. Our unit that needs to be fixed up. We are so blessed because, number one, we are actually able to fix it up. We are blessed to have the health and strength to do it. We are blessed to have the finances to do it. And we are triply blessed because nobody got hurt in the process so far. So these are all wonderful things. We could look at it as a negative, but where does it get us? Things happen in life, and when they happen, let's just make the best out of it. And that's where we're at right now. It will look really wonderful when it's finished, and I'm thankful for that. So what are you thankful for? This year went by so quickly. I thought I was just talking about Thanksgiving, and now it's Thanksgiving again in 2 weeks. I thought I was just starting about the new year, 2017, and in 38 plus 14, in 52 days is New Year's. Holy Maloney, time is flying. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of positive reinforcement here. One thing that I have in front of me is a page on Pinterest.ca I am thankful for. And there it has wonderful banners that we can fill in for children and for adults. I am thankful for, and then you can color in all the things for the kids, or if you're an adult, you can write in the things that you're thankful for. It starts at kindergarten or first grade with the way you can do that, which is pretty awesome. You can write a thankful lap book. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for being strong physically and mentally. I'm thankful for having enough food on the table, for having clothes on my back, for having good health. I'm thankful for having found someone who cares and is willing to journey with me to optimal health. I'm thankful for so many things. One thing I am thankful for is also that I can set a precedent for others to be more positive and thankful. Let's remember, this is the season to be jolly, to be full of joy, peace, happiness, and thankfulness. And so I really want to do all that and make sure that we can actually talk about it and do the very best we can. I have included a link for you which says theodysseyonline.com, and it's actually a Happy Thanksgiving note, a list of things I'm thankful for. Thanksgiving is on its way, and the sole purpose is to realize that we truly have to be grateful for on a daily basis. While I find new reasons every single day, I am fortunate in the manner that I have more to be thankful for than I typically may remember. Though some days it is hard to see through to the positives of my daily life, I understand that I take so many things for granted. On that note, I have so many things to be thankful for. I'm thankful for a roof over the head. I'm thankful to have a family that loves me, no matter how big or how small. I'm thankful to have friends that are always here, no matter where I go. I'm thankful to wake up every morning and receive a second chance. I'm thankful to have people that I miss in every city I go. I'm thankful to have healthy meals every day. I'm thankful to have a dog or a cat that sees me as his world. I'm thankful to have clothes on my back. I'm thankful to have an open heart to let people in. And I'm thankful to have a heart that refuses to let those same people go. I'm thankful to have things I'm good at. I'm thankful to have the opportunity to get an education. And there are so many more. I just want to say there are so many things to be thankful for, and especially when we choose the stop, challenge, choose, where we make our choices and where we convert the negatives into positives and where we see where things are better than they are or could have been, and where we see that despite something that many people look at as negative, we can see the positive behind it and be happy about it and share our happiness, share our joys, share our blessings. You know, by doing that, everything doubles and triples in the positive. And that is so important. So I suggest when you get a minute, click on the link that's in the transcript here with the https://www.theodysseyofyourlife.com. www.theodysseyonline.com/thankful. And you will see that I've only read a few out of the many that they have there. And if you're interested in getting the Pinterest one that I shared at the beginning with all the different banners that we can print out and use for our children as an activity on Thanksgiving, and then we can maybe transform it into a daily activity, things we're thankful for, instead of complaining and crying and whining about stuff, being thankful for what we have. So if you want that one, drop me off a note. You can go through my website, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com, or you can go to my personal email, dythomson@gmail.com, and send me a message. Or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And when you're specific enough what you want, I will deliver within 24 to 48 hours. Again, it needs to be a clear message. I need to know exactly how I can help you best. If you want to journey with me to optimal health, or if you want the Pinterest link with the banners that I mentioned, with things to do, activities to do, or things to write down that we're thankful for, anything, I'm here with you and for you. And I would really appreciate you taking advantage of that, because the more I get to share and the more I get to help you, my listener, the happier and healthier I am. This whole thing is a reflection on how effective I am, how I can encourage you, how I can help you. And if you need help, suggestions, or you want to go on a program that I'm on to make me more positive and fulfilled and focused and happy and healthy. And as I told you before, I dropped over 50 pounds over the last year, and I've kept them off, and I feel so fabulous. And I know I am not dreading the holidays, and I know I won't be gaining weight, if maybe a pound. But that's only going to take me 2 or 3 days to take off again, because I have all the skills that I learned through the program. So if you want to get ready now to have a great start into the 2018 and to end 2017 on a positive note, please let me know. Go on my web, the denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. Leave me a message and I will contact you. If you fill in all the information that I need, and we can start working together, there is a chance that you can still lose 15 to 30 pounds by Christmas, or definitely by New Year, if you take it seriously and you want to do it, or start gaining mental stability and balance. There's anything you want to do, we can do and we can achieve. So I wish you a wonderful week. I say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And until then, take care.